the recent event, within past 48 hours, is major escalation between the two countries. And why is that? Why is that so important? Why do we care? It's because this commander was high-ranking commander in Iran. He was liked by many people. His death has actually consolidated all the factions, political factions within Iran. Hardliners, moderates, all of them, even the opposition. So why is that so important? It's because now they all are angry with Americans. They're angry with us. They are looking to, at this point, our troops in Iraq are in danger. This is not the way to deal and de-escalate. We just put the house on fire at this point. So, how did this happen? It all started with Trump, this administration, leaving the nuclear deal. The nuclear deal effectively took away Iran's ability to develop a nuclear weapon. It was actually helping the situation. But now, with this administration walking away from an international agreement, here we are today. I just want to tell you a little bit why this is so personal for me and our community in the United States. We have people in Iran. I have family in Iran. I have an 86-year-old father. I have elderly aunts and uncles. I have nieces there. I have extended family. I have cousins, their children. I'm scared. I'm terrified for all of them. And over here, I have three sons. Each one of them have somebody in U.S. Armed Forces. I'm terrified of what's going to happen to them. In fact, one of my son's friends, very close friend, she left for the boot camp yesterday morning. I'm scared for her. What do we do with this? We need to stop this. There is no sense. There is no winner here. We're all losers here. We lose in this battle. The only people who are going to win is the defense contractors.
That's right.
It's not you, it's not me, it's not people of Iran, it's not people of United States. It's all the people in power who are warmongers. They fought war. They've been working on this for many years, and this is their opportunity. They've got one more year in office, and this has been their opportunity, and they took this opportunity. So what can we do? What is it that we can do? We need to raise our voice. If we don't raise our voice now, there's no other time. We need to pressure our congressional, our legislatures. We need to pressure them into doing legislations that effectively takes away the power of the president from going to war with Iran. We need to pressure our elected officials. We need to hold them accountable. Everybody is easy to give us lip service, but at the same time, they're not doing what they have to do. Anyway, I'll end this by saying that we, the people of the United States, we deserve peace. We deserve prosperity, and we deserve that without going.